Hello and good morning. Well, now that we are really and truly in year 2018, the festivities over the Christmas and New Year are now a distant memory. We're all back to our normal, whether this is work, study, or, well, call it lazy retirement. However, it is good to look back on these 2 weeks of festivities because we may notice a contrasting situation. On the one hand, we would probably have been part of a family gathering or have arranged a series of parties with friends, and neighbors, and colleagues. And in this way, we would probably have had a very nice time. But there appears to be different stories that we may not have witnessed or heard about. And that is of the many incidences when we become aware of people, mostly, usually, single individuals, who have no way of even thinking of what time of the year it is, let alone whether they have a chance to join any festivities anywhere. These may not be the down and outs of our society, not the tramps living on street pavements, but indeed some respectable individuals who happen to be living alone for one reason or another. Of course, the most common reason is being a widow or a widower, aged, with no living relations within easy reach, either for them to visit or for the person to be visited by them. Even young, single people can be lonely if they are divorced or have had no relationships or have lost contact with their family. The stories are myriad, but they all point to the end result, and that these people are at the best of times lonely, and at worst times they feel totally agonized when they see festivities and parties happening which they are not part of. It is, of course, possible that they have a television set, but this is a poor substitute for someone to pop in and say hello, make a cup of tea, or have a chat. That person's ambition is usually so limited, and a mere good morning from a neighbor can cheer him or her up no end. If you have not experienced loneliness, then please, please count yourself lucky. Because in serious cases of loneliness, a person can develop such dullness of his or her emotions that even the word ambition I used just now would be non-existent. That person has lost every ability to interact and cannot even rustle the emotional energy to think how nice it would be if someone said good morning to him or her. Now, I know I'm painting a most dismal picture. It does, however, happen, and not only in our society. And I hope we can all give this problem a thought, because there can always be such a person, as the cliché goes, on a premises near you. But loneliness is not necessarily so severe. It can catch us unawares even when we are in the full vigor of life. On the news recently, the husband of the murdered MP Joe Cox was describing how he's trying to cope with his children and his livelihood without his wife. And he described how difficult he finds this and how many times he feels lonely and pining for his wife as in the old days. I attended also recently a gathering arranged by the Princess Alice Hospital of Esher, and they presented two young people who are having to cope with the death of their wives because of cancer or other disease. They described, again like Joe Cox's husband, how they are trying to cope with bringing up their children and how they have to explain to their child where their mother is and what happened to her. But once the children are in bed, these husbands are on their own. Again, perhaps with the television as their only company until it is bedtime for them. But even without these tragedies, just consider that person in a school who is bullied and shunned by his or her school or college mates. they are suddenly finding themselves lonely, even when they are in the playground with all the other children in full swing to play and banter. I hope I have shown that loneliness is not that difficult to identify, but it is easy to note and understand, and also to imagine its impact on individuals. Indeed, I am so encouraged to note the appointment of a Minister for Loneliness in the present government. This is so good that we have recognition of the problem at government level, and look forward to see how the Minister will address this problem. However, why should we wait for the government? Why not see what we can do? After all, Jesus Christ taught us how to deal with the strangers and the downtrodden. He taught us to open our homes and invite them. He taught us to give them succor to all these individuals. I end this talk with a plea to all of us. Consider loneliness and all its agonies, and do your best to help where needed. Abdul Baha, the son of Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i religion, tells us, "Be thou their companion in their loneliness, their helper in a strange land, the remover of their sorrows, their comforter in calamity. Be thou a refreshing draught for their thirst, a healing medicine for their ills, and a balm for the burning ardor of their hearts." Goodbye.